Once inside the sparsely occupied restaurant, they moved toward a back alcove separated by a bead curtain pause parted to reveal a single muscular figure who rose from his chair at their approach.
Name's Jones, Mr. Masters. Take a seat.
They sat down together while Paz remained standing. Jones wore his hair close-cropped in a military style that exaggerated the square shape of his head and angular cheekbones, as well as stiff jaw.
Jones, as in Smith?
I guess my reputation precedes me.
I recognize your voice, too. You speak to Caitlin lately?
No more than you.
That's a relief, since I don't believe you've got a mind to stop until you get her killed.
That woman's a true gunfighter. Shame what they did to her.
What did they do to her?
Oh, that's right. You haven't heard. Our favorite gunfighter's been behind a desk since she shot a kid.
Bullshit.
She went Rambo in a hostage situation inside your son's high school.
My son?
He's fine. Three other boys, not so much. Especially the shooter she took out. I reached out to express my regrets, but she never returned my calls.
She's been busy.
Right. Babysitting your kids. Great job for a person with her skill set.
You bust me out of prison to bring me up to speed?
Feel like you know me, don't you, cowboy?
I'd imagine the feeling's mutual, Jones.
I've committed parts of your file to memory few have ever seen.
And I imagine those parts are the real reason why I'm here.
Do I look scared to you, Masters?
Nope.
I should, because I am. Terrified, in fact.
You shaking in your boots beneath the table?
Why don't you take a look?
I'm afraid I might see a gun pointing at me, too.
We're on the same side here, Masters.
So I'm supposed to be scared, too?
Yes, you are. But if you're not, I'd be glad to tear up that letter from the Mexican president and have Colonel Paz drive you back to Cerezo. You're here because he insisted. Wouldn't do the job without you.
What kind of job?
Kind you do best, Masters. Kind guys like you and me were born to do. Tell me you didn't have the time of your life over there in the Gulf War. Tell me.
Okay, I didn't.
You're lying, friend. I can see it in your eyes and already saw it in your file. The three men in this alcove belong to a fraternity where membership is rare indeed. Not just because we're as good as we are at what we do, but also because we're survivors. Even kryptonite can't kill us, and we don't have to wear a red cape either.
I'm gonna ask you to stop lumping yourself in with me.
Don't think I'm up to the task anymore, cowboy?
I don't know whether you are or not. I just don't trust you. Not one goddamn bit.
This coming from a man on the verge of spending the rest of his life behind bars until someone stronger and faster puts him down for good.
If you're saying I don't have a choice, I'm not arguing. Just don't expect me to take whatever it is you're talking about at face value.
I'm talking about a war. The one we're going to be fighting for the next century or so unless we do something about it now. I'm talking about the enemy blossoming right under our goddamn noses.
Could you be any more cryptic?
Who do I work for, cowboy?
What is this? A quiz now?
Just answer the question.
Homeland Security, last time I checked.
Called such because we defend the homeland. And right now the primary terrorist threat to the homeland's coming from right inside our borders.
Homegrown terrorists.
Give that man a cigar, Colonel. He's as right as rain.
I don't smoke, Jones.
Know what? I can see why you and the Ranger get along so well. Goddamn match made in heaven. The two of you figure you can take down Godzilla fighting side by side. But this solitary gunman acts wearing a bit thin on both of you. It's like you're still living in the 19th century before there were airplanes flying into buildings. You crack wise because you figure there's no problem you can't shoot or fight your way out of. But I'm here to tell you that's not the case this time, and that's why you're here. Let me lay it all out for you, cowboy. The biggest cell in the homegrown terrorist world is right here in Texas. How do I know this? Because one of my men managed to infiltrate it until he disappeared. Pieces of him started showing up last week. You don't believe me? I'll show you the pictures.
Just keep talking.
We're gonna hit them at the mosque in Houston where they've been gathering. We're talking about a commando raid into hostile territory that would make SEAL Team 6 proud. Explains what you and the Colonel are doing here. I can't use my own men. Even as deep as my department is buried, we still have accountability. And going to war in Texas doesn't fit the job description. Like I said, other than me, there's only three people I trust to get that job done, and two of them are in the room right now. I think we all know who the third is. Look, the one hard bit of intelligence my man relayed before they sliced and diced him was that we're looking at a coming attack that will make 9/11 in Oklahoma City look like amateur hour. It's going down in Texas, and we're talking casualties into the six figures, within the state and plenty more outside of it. That's hundreds of thousands of people, Masters.
I believe you're right there, Jones.
And am I right about you?
Which part?
The part about how good you are at this sort of shit.
I wouldn't be here if you didn't already know the answer to that. Now tell me if I'm right about you.
What's that?
that you're an unreliable, untrustworthy son of a bitch, only interested in serving his own ends.
If by my own ends you mean my country's welfare, I suppose you got me nailed. That's solid perfect.
So what is it you're not telling me here, Jones? What are you leaving out of the picture?
Time to show your cards, Masters. You win or not.
I'm in, on one condition.